Commissioner, appreciate you coming over for a few moments. I know you're making the rounds this morning.
Glad to be here, gentlemen.
Well, I know you've been asked the same questions, but we'll recycle them to you here.
Maybe we can come up with something new.
Does it amaze you just at the interest level of SEC football around here? I mean, is it something to you?
It's incredible, and every year I come to Media Day, and every year I enjoy it more. The excitement is palpable. You know, you walk in here yesterday morning, you walk in here this morning, and then there's just so much buzz. And finally, the July sort of melts away, and we can start legitimately talking about football from now on.
Now you're getting you went from Krispy Kreme to Starbucks, so I guess you stepped up a grade there.
Well, Starbucks wasn't open early this morning.
I know. So, I walked down there, and they were closed when I tried it, too.
I need that early morning coffee.
Well, how does it feel, Commissioner, being the man? Back-to-back years, you got the team in Florida and now LSU. Right. How does it feel to go among the other commissioners through the Big Ten, Big 12, and say, hey, well, here we are, back-to-back?
Yeah, the most delightful thing is to walk in and not have to say anything.
Right. There
because they know. You know, we're probably in as fine a period of athletic success in the history of this great league, 75 years right now. You can certainly argue that. And you point out that back-to-back national championships, LSU, Georgia ranked 1 and 2 in the country, 5 teams in the AP top 15, 5 teams in the coaches poll top 16, 7 bowl wins, the most in the history of the NCAA. We had the highest winning percentage of non-conference games in the country, and we had 47 non-conference wins. You can go on and on and on. So, also, this is a football discussion, but the reality is our women's basketball program has won 2 consecutive national championships in Tennessee. A year before, Florida won the men's basketball championship 2 years in a row. We're the only conference in history that's won men and women's basketball and football in the same year. So it's really a very, very, very significant period that we're all sharing in right now.
How do you try to maintain that? The other day, the head coach at University of Miami is quoted as saying that, the SEC's on top now, but they're going to fall off and another conference is going to step up. You know, how do you try to keep that going as a conference?
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know about that prediction, but there's 75 years of premier football in the played in this league. I think what you do is first of all, our institutions are committed to being successful, and you can see that if you look at every single program, you're seeing it either being regenerated or being reinvigorated. And so that's one. So you got the support from the top. Our presidents and chancellors understand the importance of college football to their institutions and to our region. And you go out and you try to hire the very best coaches you can find. And so in a league like ours with 5 coaches that won the national championship, Bobby Johnson at Vanderbilt won the national championship in the football championship subdivision. Coach Tuberville was 13-0 in 2004, and one could argue that he should be in that group. And then you've got the other coaches who are now building their programs. So you've got great coaches, you've got great athletes, you've got great tradition, you've got great resources, you've got great weather, you've got great fans. And we're just going to try to keep plugging. Obviously, to win the championship, the ball has to bounce your way on occasion. And, of course, sometimes it may not. But the point is, we aren't prepared to give up the throne at the moment.
Well, the SEC championship game obviously has helped out in that, I think. Last year.
Yep, that's a good point. You know, first of all, our championship game has become an event that's even bigger than who plays in it because we sell it out now. David Knight, our ticket manager, told me that in the wintertime we had sold about 98-99% of the public's tickets were gone, and they're on renewals. So there's really – and so the game is sold out, and it's become a great event. And I think but for our game and that we would not have had opportunity to win the national championship. So, you can go the other way. The Big 12 has hurt them a couple times, and way back, it bit us way back in the 90s. But for the most part, it's an advantage. But more importantly, it stands on its own 2 feet. It's a great event, and it celebrates college football in the Southeastern Conference.
You commented a little bit last year, this was one of the platforms, about how college football is just fine the way it is, and there's no need for a playoff. But that question comes up over and over. Give some arguments why you think the system is just fine.
Yeah, I am not in favor of a playoff, and that's and for lots of reasons. I did, though, bring to the table the concept of the plus one, which was, in my mind, a modification that could be done and still retain the value of the regular season, retain the bowl system, and not mess with the academic calendar. Now, my colleagues didn't agree with me, but I thought maybe 1-2 was not enough and we could go to 3-4. Now, having said that, we have to be careful because in this system, even though we had a very, very disappointing issue with Auburn, I've been here 6 years now. This is my seventh coming. We've won the national championship 3 times. We've won it 4 times in 10 years. We've won it back to back. So, you know, the system in some ways has been, you know, we've been good for the system, and the system's been good for us. But trying to look at it from a larger perspective, I still think we are vulnerable when you have a great team like an Auburn. And it can't get there, then that makes the system vulnerable. And I was looking for sort of a middle position, but my colleagues didn't agree with me.